Let's get the latest on the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash landing of a plane in Moscow. Russian investigators are focusing on equipment failure, bad weather, and pilot error as possible causes. Video showed the back half of the plane bursting into flames during an emergency landing just 28 minutes after taking off, killing 41 of the 78 passengers on board. That crash is raising questions about the reputation of the airline, Aeroflot. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here. Hello, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
First of all, there are reports that some passengers may have grabbed their carry-on luggage as they were evacuating this plane, possibly slowing down the evacuation and leading to people's deaths. You never know how you're going to respond in an emergency, but how common is something like that?
Common enough that a lot of airlines mention this in their pre-flight safety demonstrations. They say, you know, leave all your belongings behind and just take you and your family, get off the plane. So there is something about human nature that despite what was going on that plane, 41 people, as you mentioned, ended up dying. And despite those warnings, people still want to grab their belongings and take them with them.
All right. We mentioned that officials are looking into whether the crash was caused by equipment failure. Tell us about this plane. It's called the Sukhoi Superjet 100. It's made in Russia. Are there questions about the safety of that model?
This is a plane designed to compete not against, let's say, 737s or Airbus 320s, planes that hold 150, 200 passengers. This is more like, in terms of Western aircraft, if you've ever been on the smaller planes that JetBlue flies, mm-hmm. the Embraer 100s hold about 100 people, designed to compete against those. Safety, there was a crash on an early demonstration flight. That one, though, was mainly blamed, that SSJ-100 crash, on pilot error. There have been questions more about reliability. There's a Mexican budget airline called Interjet that took a couple dozen of these planes, and they're just spending too much time on the ground. Hard to get parts for them in the West, so they've been taking them out of their fleet because of reliability. There are, though, planes that are maybe not so reliable, but not in ways that call safety into question. So if this is indeed mechanical, that would change the conversation about this plane.
Do they fly in the U.S.?
They fly in the U.S. Just a little bit. That airline, Interjet, if you go down to San Antonio and Houston, those are the only two places I can find.
Really?
There is one flight a day down to Monterey, Mexico. U.S. airlines have generally stayed away from that plane. The reliability questions, and partly airlines just like to fly planes that lots of other airlines fly. It helps the resale value, and it makes it easier to get parts, mechanics. Hard to find people to work on planes that there aren't very many of.
Well, the Russian airline, Aeroflot, at the center of this crash, was once the national airline of the Soviet Union. And at that time, it did not have a very good safety record whatsoever. What can you tell us about that and whether they've improved?
Yeah, this was the largest airline in the world at one time. Keep that in mind. The largest, certainly not the safest, though. Even you look at the 1980s, when it was better than it had been before that, 15 major crashes, looking here for Aeroflot then, which despite its size, even if you say, well, it's quite big, it would have had a few crashes.
Right.
It was considerably more dangerous than a lot of its Western competitors.
All right. Seth Kaplan, here and now, transportation analyst. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Peter.